Hello, Nourished and Free listeners. Welcome back to the show. If you haven't already, be sure you hit subscribe or follow so that you never miss an episode. And leave me a rating or a review if you're loving what you're hearing. I would absolutely love to see what you think. It is actually January 25th, 2023, and I am updating this episode, and there's a few reasons for that. Number one, the health at every size criticisms that I have, I think that a really vital part of my criticisms got missed the first time around. And so I want to clarify a few things, and I'm not going to go fully into the criticisms again. So if you want to head over to my blog, there's actually a link to it in the show notes. You can go read the full article, but I wanted to just provide some extra insights on this podcast and also maybe just some clarifications and even corrections. So let's dive in. First off, one thing that I want to clarify is that my criticisms are limited to how health at every size is practiced and taught and discussed provider to provider. I'm actually not talking about how we exercise health at every size provider to client or provider to patient. I haven't changed the way that I view, the way that I practice, and the way that I instruct on intuitive eating. I still think that it's not helpful to focus on the pursuit of weight loss for the clients who I work with. And those are women who are really struggling with their body image because they've been told they need to lose weight. So it doesn't make any sense for me to continue pushing them to lose weight if that's actually what's been causing them so much pain and trouble with their relationship with food and with their body in the first place. So I just want to clear the air on that I am still not a weight loss dietitian. The difference is that I'm less judgmental towards those who do help others lose weight. Do I always agree with their practices? Most of the time, no. But what I found is that when providers in the health at every size space are so passionate about making sure that we're protecting body image and marginalized individuals, a lot of times they just get very fiery and aggressive and angry towards those who are suggesting that weight loss could be helpful or are practicing in a way that is promoting weight loss, or they are helping individuals do that. I don't necessarily think that being angry towards these people and being like snooty towards these people and condescending is helpful. I don't think that that's furthering the mission of trying to help individuals heal their relationship with food and have sustainable, healthy behaviors. And again, I'm talking about provider to provider communication. I'm not talking about like being mad about a diet or calling out a weight loss company for being a scam or whatever. That's not what I mean. What I mean is like dietitians being catty to other dietitians. In addition to that, it seems like within the health at every size space, nobody is willing to say, hey, logically, there is a lot of evidence showing that increased and excess adipose tissue may, I'm not saying always, but may increase risk for health problems. I might be wrong. There might be providers saying that, but I'm not seeing it. It seems like they're just so afraid of perpetuating harmful intentional weight loss that they refuse to say publicly like, hey, yeah, there is an association between increased adipose tissue and poor health. I also want to clarify here as well that I'm not saying that it always means you're going to have poor health. There's just an association, so it's something to consider. I'm by no means assuming something about somebody's health based on their weight. That's unhelpful, and that's immediately going to cause somebody to shut down and not want to share their life with me. And that's the last thing that I want. I would like people to feel like they're safe with me and they can share with me what's going on. So that's kind of the first thing that I wanted to clarify, is that this is about provider to provider communication about health at every size, not provider to patient communication about health at every size, or provider to client practice through health at every size, through that lens. And I really haven't changed how I practice. I still think that the health at every size principles and everything are extremely helpful for my population of women that I work with, and help my clients to have better results and create a healthier and happier life. The next thing that I wanted to say is that I made a mistake, and I was generalizing what I was saying about, oh, this is how all health at every size providers are. I don't know, looking back, I'm not really sure why I did that. That's not usually how I go about things. Usually I'm usually smarter than that, than to generalize things to entire populations. So in a way, I was actually stigmatizing the health at every size providers, if you want to put it that way. But I kind of listened back to the original audio that I had and was like, oh, I don't think that's fair. There's actually a lot of health at every size providers who I'm not frustrated with at all. And these criticisms don't really apply to. So just want to put that out there that like, there are a lot of health at every size providers who I don't find are extra aggressive or condescending. I think they're actually very helpful, and they do a good job of being open-minded and constructive. So there's that. I do regret that and apologize for that. And then kind of the last thing that I wanted to bring up was this whole discussion of social justice around health at every size. So it was, you know, brought to my attention, and rightfully so, that health at every size started as a social justice movement, which is actually really helpful for me to know. And when I first recorded this podcast, I had flipped it and said that it started as a healthcare reform and turned into a social justice movement. So I think that it doesn't totally change things, but I think maybe that's potentially helpful for people who are trying to understand it a little bit better, is that it started as a social justice movement and has been proposed as a way to improve healthcare. So with that, I still stand behind my criticism that many health at every size providers are causing rifts rather than unity among healthcare providers. And they're taking this really emotional approach to healthcare that I personally just, I don't want to do. And the thing is, I'm not opposed to those who are so passionate about health at every size and social justice and bringing that into their practice, whether they're a therapist or a dietitian, a psychiatrist, a doctor, whatever it is. I actually respect the hell out of people who are so passionate about social justice that they bring it into their practice and they are advocates about it. I think that's needed, and I think we all have our own callings and our own gifts. The only thing is that I personally don't want to bring social justice into my nutrition practice. That's really where things go differently for me in the health at every size space, and why I don't really want to identify as a health at every size provider, even though I pretty much practice the same way that they do, is because I don't want to be pressured to speak up about all this social justice stuff when I went to school to be a dietitian. That doesn't mean that I don't care about social justice, by the way, and care about minorities and care about those who are marginalized. I absolutely do. I don't want to bring that into my nutrition practice, though. I want my nutrition practice to be about nutrition. And I know there's a lot of people who will say, well, you can't separate them. You have to, like, your healthcare is social justice. Like, there's no way to separate it. I respectfully just disagree with that at this point in my career. And so with that being said, I disagree respectfully, like emphasis on the respectfully. And where I get frustrated is that that's my own autonomous decision to do that and to separate out my nutrition practice from social justice movement. I don't feel like the respect is reciprocated from health at every size providers. Again, I don't want to generalize and say that it's that way for all health at every size providers, but a lot of the times there is like this, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's just this expectation that when you don't meet it, you're not being a good provider and you're not being a kind provider. You're not being an inclusive provider because you're not constantly talking about social justice and trying to be a social justice warrior. So that's really where this comes from, is I want my career to separate those two things at this point. And I think that's okay. And I also really respect the other people who mesh those two things. And I think that's okay. What I don't think is okay is when I don't have respect reciprocated to me. When I'm still practicing the same way that they probably are, I'm just not as vocal about social justice. That's really it. And again, that doesn't mean I don't think it's important, and that we shouldn't be giving voices to those who are marginalized. So that's really not where this is coming from at all. And I think that there's a lot of assumptions being made about me that it is. And you know, that can be a little frustrating for myself, but also for a lot of my fellow dietitians who are thin, white, female, cisgender, all the things. And they also feel like they're going to be reprimanded for not being like these huge activists for social justice. So if I were to have like an action point, I guess, to this conversation that I have created, it would be, hey, why don't we give providers the option within the health at every size space to focus on their practice as like a science, right? And as like I'm a dietitian, I'm a doctor, I'm a therapist, whatever it is. Why don't we give them the option to focus on that and be mindful of the health at every size principles and everything and practice through that lens without requiring them to be huge social justice voices? I don't know if that makes sense or not. I hope it does, but I think it might be one of those things. It doesn't really make sense to you unless you've felt that way and you agree with me, unfortunately. So anyway, I'm trying to explain this perspective as much as I can for, I've had a lot of dietitians reach out to me and tell me that they feel the same way, but they've been afraid to say anything. And so this is me being a voice for them. And I know that a lot of dietitians also feel similarly about, hey, why can't we just kind of like objectively say with logic and science, hey, there's a lot of evidence that increased adipose tissue can lead to health risks, can or may not always does. And so they're also afraid to speak up for that reason. They're afraid if they say, hey, can we discuss how there's a ton of evidence about this, they're afraid that they will be cut off and canceled and all of the things, which is, you know, I've had a lot of those same anxieties and fears and everything. And so to all of my fellow dietitians, or just any practitioner out there who has felt this like tension of trying to be fully authentically you, but feeling like the health at every size space would not accept that, I hear you, I feel you, and there are a lot of health at every size providers out there who are not as critical and can have a warm, constructive conversation. And I hope that that's what somebody listening to this can get from this, is seeing that constructive conversation is possible about this. There doesn't need to be this like shouting at each other, trying to talk the loudest, saying I'm right, never like owning up to, hey, I might be wrong about this, or I might not have this, I might not be fully understanding of this. Like, it's possible to just have a pleasant conversation about this and calmly discuss your differences. I think when we do that, we are able to actually reach the same goal together more often than when we just try to wear somebody down with our opinions and our lived experience and all of that, right? Like there needs to be open conversation. And so I just want to put a word out there that if there are any providers who disagree with me but are open to having like a calm conversation about this, I'm actually really happy to do that. I genuinely love that. And I'm not here to like fight off anybody who disagrees with me. I think it's so good to talk with people who disagree with you and learn. That's like, I mean, if we only talk to like-minded people, then why are we even talking at all? And I say like-minded, the Health at Every Size providers and I are probably 95% on the same page. So I would still say we're like-minded anyway. So I hope this has been helpful in clearing things up. Kind of a quick recap is that the article I originally wrote, which you can find on my blog, is intended to speak to the provider communication about Health at Every Size. I think there's a lot of assumptions that are made so quickly about somebody just because they bring up weight loss. There is assumptions made very quickly about people just because they are thin. There is a lack of patience with people who need time to continue learning. There's also a lot of really condescending responses towards those who don't agree that they just need to learn more and then they will agree, which I, again, that's an assumption being made that they will eventually agree with you if they just knew enough. And so I don't think that that's helpful. I don't think that any of those things are helpful, but that's not to say that all Health at Every Size providers are like that. So I want to make that very clear. It's just that I have experienced that quite a bit in that space and find that the anti-diet, body positivity, Health at Every Size space can get toxic very quickly. And so I have a hard time being closely associated with it, even though we practice almost the same. The only difference that I would really say is that I am maybe more accepting of the fact that there's evidence that points to excess adipose tissue being linked to increased health risk. Does that change how I practice? No. I'm still not helping my clients with intentional weight loss, to be honest, but I'm able to accept that maybe a little bit more easily. And second is that I don't bring social justice into my practice as heavily as others who are in similar positions as me. And so I'd like that to be respected rather than told that I'm just doing it wrong or that I haven't, again, learned enough, I'm not informed enough, I need supervision or all those things. So I hope that clears things up. And again, if anybody wants to discuss this with me further, I'm actually happy to hop on a Zoom call and talk more about this. This is supposed to be an open conversation. And I recognize that I've created an open conversation kind of unintentionally. It really was not my intention for the article that I wrote to blow up as much as it did. I genuinely just wanted to get my thoughts out. And so I did, and I brought it to a group who I had initially started that conversation with. You know, I've been accused of only bringing it to a group because they skewed a certain way, which I didn't even know that they skewed that way. I've been accused for seeking validation. I've been accused for spreading misinformation. I've been, you know, a lot of assumptions have been made about me, and that's okay. I'm not here to please everybody. I'm here to just continue growing as a person and learning. And I hope that you're enjoying learning with me, and I hope that you actually maybe learn something more about yourself and how you view the world through listening to this. And at the end of the day, this is my podcast. It's what I want it to be. My blog is what I want it to be. This specific article was supposed to be from my viewpoint, and this podcast is supposed to be me talking through what I'm learning. So if you don't want to know my viewpoint, if you're not interested in it, you don't have to follow me. You don't have to read my stuff. But I would love to connect with you. I genuinely enjoy connecting with other humans if you are open to it. So thanks again for listening to me as I talk through all of this, and I will see you on future episodes about intuitive eating and body image and the things that I really love talking about, because to be honest, I don't really love talking about this if you haven't figured that out already. And hopefully it's kind of obvious why I don't. But I do talk about it because I think it's important. So we'll catch you soon. Be sure you hit the follow button or subscribe button so that you never miss an episode.